Even Game of Thrones can't stop calling Jon Snow pretty. And it's true, there are many, many, many scenes, about a dozen scenes, where in the show, people make fun of Jon Snow because he's so pretty. And so why in this movie do they keep calling this person pretty? What are they trying to tell us here? More than most of the females on the HBO show, the newly minted Lord Commander is always being called out for his beauty. Yeah, it's true. If you watch the show, they're always talking about how pretty Jon Snow is. In the most recent episode alone, now this article's from 2015, he was called pretty twice. You're prettier than half my daughters. When's the last time you saw a show where a guy is being told how pretty he is? And here's another one. You're a pretty lad. Girls would claw each other's eyes out to get naked with you. You're a pretty lad. Now that one's got a pretty big jaw. Now these people are married in real life, apparently, these two here. So which one's more masculine? You like his pretty hair and his pretty eyes, right? Talking about Jon Snow. You think pretty's going to make you happy? He's a pretty boy. You and the pretty crow, talking about Jon Snow. He's prettier than both my daughters. And there's more than this. This is just a sample of the references to Jon Snow being pretty. It's possible they puffed out his brow bone a bit. You can put something called forehead cement here. And what they do is they basically cut your scalp above the hairline, peel back the skin. It's kind of cringeworthy to hear about how they do this stuff. And then the scars are all hidden. See, anytime they do facial feminization or facial masculinization, they do it in a way where the scars are hidden. So they can hide any scar tissue up above the in the hairline up here. They peel back the skin and throw in some forehead cement, and then they put the skin back, and boom, instant brow bone, which is a very masculine feature. Soft face, not really a fat person, but yet he does have a lot of body fat, right? So I do think this is an FTM. And they have this kind of mysterious look, like it's hard to pinpoint exactly what he looks like, you know what I mean? Like it's a bit mysterious. But I think the fact that they are telling us that he's pretty dozens of times in this show over and over, I think there's a reason for that. And the show itself, there's all kinds of references to gender bending. Arya Stark took on the persona of a boy for about half the show and became a faceless man. Arya is trained as a faceless man. Why do they call Arya Stark boy? Arya Stark basically disguises himself as a boy, herself. The character is female, but played by a male actor and disguised as a boy. People call this person a boy all the time, even though it's supposed to be a female character. And then this person goes through some kind of initiation through the mystery schools and becomes a faceless man, an assassin. Yeah, it says that it's a boy with makeup. The male bone structure gave it a little pointy face. That's a boy. Looks like they did something to the eyes, fattened it up a little bit, transvestite. Lady Sansa is a large person. Even in the show, Lady Sansa is just huge. One of the largest people you're ever going to see. Look at those shoulders. Oh, where's your navel? Yeah, look at that. Lady Boy Sansa. That's what that is. Oh, you got the little sacred geometry tattoo. See the male face? They just touched up the nose a little bit. The cosmic androgyne. Game of Thrones, narrow hips, much taller than the rock star husband. That's probably an FTM. Winter is coming. The night is dark and full of trannies.